Welcome to The Liberated Life, the podcast for women who are done pretending that they have it all figured out and are ready to live with more freedom, clarity, and courage. I'm Lucy Maeve, your guide on a journey through the unspoken parts of healing, desire, and self-discovery. This is a place to be seen, heard, and held, where we embrace all the complexities and contradictions of being fully alive. No masks, no shortcuts, just the real work and real liberation. Hello, my darling. We are back with an ache episode. It's really rainy today in London. I'm missing my Capetonian life, in truth, but I'm sitting here with a hot water bottle on my lap, like a grandma, and I'm really into it. So there we have it. We have got an ache episode today. And for those of you who are new to this podcast, the ache episodes are episodes where you guys write into me and I respond with a podcast, a little bit like an agony aunt, but with perhaps a little bit more training. I always wondered who actually wrote the responses to agony aunt things on magazines. Like, I don't think the answers were ever particularly helpful. Anyway, here we go. So I have got a beautiful one today. As always, these are anonymous. And if you ever have an ache that you want to send me, I'll put the link actually below of this episode so you can submit one for me and I'll record an episode for you. So the ache that I received was this, and I'm going to paraphrase a little bit. I love my life. I've built it pretty intentionally, piece by piece. My home, my work, my routines, the people I allow into my life, it all feels very much mine. I don't feel lonely particularly, and I wouldn't say that I'm desperate. But when I even think about dating seriously, something in me tightens. It feels like I'm going to be pulled off center, like I'll slip back into an old version of me who just abandons herself to be loved. I've done so much work to become the woman I am now. I'm proud of her. But dating, love, still feels like this area that I am really afraid of. Not because I don't want intimacy, but because I don't fully trust myself that I won't just become the woman who abandons herself again. Who resonates with this one? Oh my Lord, I resonate so much. Gosh, I really hear you, my sweet love, whoever you are who sent me this. I really hear you. I will give a little bit of backstory spiel about my own experience, and I'm going to dive into what I would say to this. I really resonate because for a long period of my life, every like micro relationship I went into, when the relationship ended up breaking down for whatever reason, I'd look back at it and be like, who the hell did I become in that? Like, I stopped doing the things I liked. I remember saying to a friend once, it was like when you'd review a relationship and be like, I'd find myself like on a Tuesday night lying on a sofa uncomfortably watching a program that I had no interest in, just because they wanted to watch it. So I really hear you. And I think that this is really, really common for so many of us, this sense of like, actually, we've become in many ways self-sufficient, and we can hold our own and hold our center and hold our relationships, our platonic relationships, our work, our interests. And we feel pretty like settled in that. And there is this fear that like, oh my God, if someone came into my life, it would all go to shit. And I think there are a couple of different pieces that I want to bring in here. The first one is, I think a lot of us have been brought up, reverse. I just had a flashback to those weird vans that reverse backwards and make that noise. Sorry, if you're not in the UK, you're not going to have a clue what I'm talking about. Anyway, reversed. If we go off of two of the core needs of ourselves as humans, this comes from Gabor Mate's teachings, who was one of my teachers that I worked with a few years ago. He says that our core desires as human beings are to be fully authentic, fully ourselves, and attached. So when we're little, there is this desire to be like really, really fully us. You know, like when you see kids and they're just like so sassy and they're so in themselves and they're like, I am me and I don't care what anyone says that. And also to feel attached. So to feel the security that comes with primary caregiver attachment. Usually that attachment for us as children is with our primary caregivers. So whoever was looking after us when we were little. Now, if we look at the premise of like those two fundamental pieces for us. They're very, very important. To live a fulfilling life, I believe, I would actually probably err slightly on the side of like, we need more authenticity. But anyway, we really need to feel deeply authentic to ourselves, to the truest essence of ourselves, to be expressing ourselves in the world, to be around people that inspire the most authentic version of us, to be finding purpose through ourselves, to allow life to really move through us and to be fully and completely ourselves. And we need people around us. We need attachment. We need community. We need connection. And a lot of us have grown up in environments for various reasons where the authentic version of us, the like truest essence of us, was at some point kind of squished down, like not necessarily on purpose by the people looking after us. But you know how kids can sometimes be a bit annoying? Like, you know, they start like screaming and saying they want stuff, or they like, I probably shouldn't say this, but you know what I mean? Sometimes kids can be annoying. They like get really screamy or whatever. So parents or caregivers, understandably, at some points are like, okay, you have to be quiet now, or like stop, or go to your room, or whatever. So a lot of us feel growing up that when we express ourselves in our most authentic way, we get punished to a certain degree. And in that punishment, there is a loss of attachment, unless you had really healthy, unbelievably well-evolved parents, which most of us didn't. There is a severing of attachment in that moment of like, if you are you, if you are fully you, you will be kind of separated from me, or you'll lose connection to a certain degree. Now, a lot of us have this to varying degrees. Some of us is quite subtle, some of us is more extreme. And how it manifests as we get older is that when we start to move into connection with people, we lose ourselves. And we don't lose ourselves because there's something fundamentally wrong with us, or like we don't have a spine, or like because the partner was toxic, or I mean, maybe, but not necessarily. We don't lose ourselves for those reasons. We lose ourselves because some part of us believes that the truest version of us, the most authentic version of us, the most weird and wonderful version of us that we all have inside, is not acceptable with other people. We will lose connection if we show up in that truest essence of us. That belief is much more highly exacerbated in intimate relationships. So it tends to show up across all relationships, but it will be most obvious in intimate relationships. Why? Because the attachment in intimate relationships is more intense. And therefore the fear of the loss of that attachment is higher. So we don't want to lose that attachment. So we suppress our true essence. So a lot of us have had experiences in intimate relationships where we have done this, where we have totally left ourselves and been like, the only thing that matters is that this person stays with me. Like, I don't care about myself anymore. Like, I'll give up all the things I like just so that you will stay here. Like, a lot of us do this. There's no shame in it. But it comes from a very young pattern. It comes from a version of us that believes, if I am fully myself, this person will leave. Basically, conditional love. I will be loved if I suppress my voice, pretend I like what they like, never voice what I need, like go to certain things that I have no interest in, pretend that I'm interested in stuff that I'm not, that type of stuff. So a lot of us do this. Now, if we have done this and then come out of a relationship and realized, oh my God, I lost myself, we can have this almost like ping back reaction. I'm imagining like an elastic band that's like stretched so far, so far, so far, and it pings back and we're like, I can not do that again. So some of us, when we've had an experience of being in a relationship like this, we'll come out of the other side and bargain with ourselves, create a little sweet little bargain that says, I will never lose myself in a relationship again. I will never do it again. It's too painful, because it's really painful to realize that we've totally lost ourselves. It's one of our core needs to be authentically true to ourselves. So it's really painful when we realize that we've done it. But as a way to protect ourselves from ever doing it again, we decide to create this bargain. I will never, ever, ever do this again. I'll never let anyone in. I'm not going to do it because I'm going to lose myself. And that is cool and not necessarily a problem. But what tends to happen is that we then go into a very long period of being single. and we become very hyper independent and we do loads of stuff on our own and we build an amazing life and we have an amazing career and we do all the cool stuff and we like have amazing holidays and great friends and all that stuff, which is a beautiful, very well lived, perfect life. There is no issue with this life. So before any of you come at me with like, about being single, I loved being single for a very long period. So I'm not saying there's anything wrong with that life. That is a beautiful life. But if you desire to move into intimate relationship, if you desire to allow someone into your life, allow someone into your heart, to build a longer term romantic relationship with someone, the bargain that you made with yourself that said, I'm never gonna let anyone in because I'm gonna lose myself, like I did last time, is gonna stop you. So that is the sense of like, if I think about going into dating that you mentioned, some part of me like collapses or feels scared. Yeah, of course. Because you started to equate meeting someone and being in connection with losing yourself. Because that was what happened last time, right? Now, I think that the purpose of relationship is not that you meet some perfect partner that never brings up any of your wounds, that like is all peaceful and calm and easy and breezy and like no stress and no arguments and it's only ever love. I don't believe that. I believe that relationship creates a safe container for us to heal our wounding. So what I would say to you in this dynamic is if you desire connection, if you desire intimacy, if you desire a relationship, which maybe you do, maybe you don't, but I'm assuming from your message that you do to a certain degree, then the work is not to avoid dating altogether because you're afraid of losing yourself. The work is to move towards it and to stay very close to yourself. So to be in connection with other people. And after like every single dynamic you have, maybe during dating, you even recognize that. I often say this to clients, like go on a date and do it as data collection. Notice when you abandon yourself. Notice when you start laughing at something that you don't find funny just to like make them like you. Go on dates as data collection and see if you can stay close to yourself. See if you can, from the very beginning, voice what's true for you. And we do this as like, as play in a way. It's like, okay, I tend to lose myself in relationships. I actually do at times. I definitely have had a pattern of this in the past. So it's very important for me to very regularly check in with myself and be like, okay, am I still being true to myself here? And if I'm not, which inevitably will happen, because when we have a pattern from the past, which says that if we are in relationship, we have to kind of pretend that we're not who we are in order to be loved. Usually in relationship is going to come back to a certain degree. Like you can do a lot of work on your own to come back into your center. Like I did this. I did so much work on my own to come back into my center, to get to this place of real empowerment, of self-love, of like connection, of spiritual connection, of like feeling really empowered. And then I get into a relationship and I'm like, oh my God, all the stuff is coming back up and now I'm freaking out. There's nothing wrong if that happens. But if we change the lens on relationship away from like this person is just going to make me happy and it's all going to be amazing to okay, I have a pattern in relationships of losing myself. I was hurt by doing that in the past because I lost myself and it felt bad. Then I decided to just not go into relationships again because I was scared I'd do it again. And now as I go into relationships, my work is to be like, right, life, I see what you're giving me here. I must move into this relationship and I must notice and be present with myself and to recognize when I am being pulled off center. Because you will be pulled off center. You will. It's a pattern. And we can do so much healing work around this on our own and then we'll go into a relationship and it all comes up. Like there's nothing wrong in that. But when it comes up, it's the opportunity to start to behave differently. So we notice ourselves like laughing at something that's not funny just to make them like us. And then we pause and we're like, interesting, I did that. Okay. How can I say true to myself? We notice ourselves, as I used to, pretending that we're not vegetarian when we are and ordering a steak in order to get them to like you. And we go, okay, no, pause. Actually, I'm vegetarian. and sit with the discomfort of like, oh my God, they might judge me. That's okay. The thing is, in doing this work, it's going to feel uncomfortable. It's going to feel edgy because you have a part of you that's very young that believes that if she is fully herself, she won't be loved. But you will. You will. But the key is that you have to love all of you. And what I mean by that is you have to show all of you, even when it feels scary. You have to show the parts of you that are like, yeah, actually, you know what? I hate football and I don't want to watch it with you. Or I actually don't like drinking. This was a big one for me. Like, I thought that no one would update me because I didn't like drinking particularly. I don't like drinking and I prefer to go to bed early. It's like, no one's ever going to love me for that. That's so boring. Like, or I don't really like watching trash TV. Like, it feels like it rots my brain. Or I actually really like reading spiritual books. Is he going to think I'm weird? Hold my breath. Maybe, maybe not. So I guess my summary for this is I hear you. It makes sense that you feel a little bit contracted around the prospect of going into it when you've had experiences in the past where you have lost yourself. But if you desire a relationship, if you desire connection, and deeper than that, if you desire to be your truest, most authentic self and it not to be conditional on you being on your own, it's an opportunity to stretch into speaking up for yourself and for what is true. And maybe dating feels too far out right now. Maybe you start in your platonic relationships. Maybe you start at work. Maybe you start with like the barista. Like, you start being true to yourself. Like, when someone asks you how you are, you go like, actually, I feel shit, I slept badly. Rather than, yeah, fine. Maybe the work is actually to just say what's true. Had a conversation with a client the other day slightly about this. It was like, those of us who filter ourselves for other people and like try and say the thing that we think that the other person will like, kind of manipulating them. We're like, let me show you this really shiny part of me that I think you'll like, and then you'll like me, but I'm just going to actually hide who I am. That's not cool. Guys, that's not cool. Like, we want to be, and yeah, of course, we're not going to do this to like every random person on the street. But like with the people that you're close with, there is such beauty to really seeing someone. Such beauty. And it feels uncomfortable, and that's okay. It's going to feel uncomfortable. Don't expect it not to feel uncomfortable. There's a lot of a sense, I think, in this work of like, once I'm fully healed, it just, all these things won't feel uncomfortable anymore. Untrue. When you start stretching into new spaces in yourself, it's going to feel uncomfortable. That's an inevitability. The question is, can we sit with the discomfort and do it anyway? Because we know that it's true. And we know that we are expanding into ourselves. And the North Star of all of this work is that, like, to expand into the fullness of ourselves and to let other people see us in that. So, my sweet love, I hope this was helpful. I'm sending you so much love. I'm sending you all of you so much love. And if this has resonated with you, please come and say hi. I don't know who listens to this podcast, so if you listen, come say hi. I'm sending you so much love. Have a beautiful rest of your day, and I'll speak to you soon. My darling, if you resonated with that episode, if stuff was coming through for you and you're like, oh my God, this is me, I would love to hear from you. I have a very, very special group starting in February, all around this. So all around this healing of deep relational wounding in truth, so that we can prepare ourselves and step into relationship in a deeper and truer way, and without the wild spirals, without the fear of losing ourselves, without all the mess. So yeah, if that feels juicy for you, send me a little note.